Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Mentor Monday. It's an opportunity for me to bring one of our single family mentors onto the show and ask them questions about things that, well, you want to know about. Now, what is a single family mentor exactly? Well, in our world, a single family mentor is someone who dedicates their time and a good portion of that time to helping the members in our organization. Now, dedicated mentors are part of our membership programs that we have. And as a result of that, you know, if you decide you want to be a part of a plan that includes mentoring, we've got dedicated mentors. And I'll tell you what, we've got the best in the business. These folks have been around the block. They've been there. They've done that. They have successfully followed Del Walmsley's map to financial freedom. They've achieved financial freedom themselves, and they are in the process of helping other people. And I'll tell you what, it's that helping other people thing that I have found is the common theme amongst all of our single family mentors. You know, they've all told me that this particular, I'll call it a job. I don't think it's a job. I think it's more of an experience. But this so-called job gives them the opportunity to give back and to help so many people get to where they have gotten themselves. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a rewarding experience? That in itself is a rewarding experience. But what I want to do today is I want to bring my good friend Chris on the show. Chris is a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. He primarily serves the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but that doesn't mean that, you know, like a guy like me living down in San Antonio can't call him up with a question because he may have that specific answer that I need, or if not, he can refer me to one of the other mentors, and from there I can get all my questions and answers as necessary. So Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you today.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Chris. I've actually been looking forward to this. I haven't had an opportunity to bring Chris on the show before because our schedules clashed and a myriad of other reasons, but we finally sat down and we finally locked in a date and time, and it's today, now, and I'm really happy to have you here.
I couldn't be happier to be here with you. Let's get it rolling.
Absolutely. So what are you seeing in the marketplace right now? I mean, that's the question on everybody's mind. Everybody in the audience is trying to figure out what's going on in this real estate world. What's your experience been?
So I've had some really good experience recently. You know, a lot of what I see out there is fear, and it's not a time to be fearful. It's a time to take a contrarian approach. When there's a lot of fear in the market, that's a good time to be out looking, to be conservative on your approach, but to be an active buyer. Deals are good right now. You can find them in any market, but when there's a lot of fear in the market, people make rash decisions, and they might sell you something for $10,000, $20,000 off what they would have expected 30, 60 days ago. So why not jump in and get started?
So you guys are actually seeing those types of opportunities in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not going to say that it's every single one, but there's lots of opportunities out there. You know, our Lifestyles Unlimited brokerages are blasting properties out. They're sharing them with the membership. They're making sure that people have a deal flow. And it's not stopped. It's definitely picked up.
So whereas everybody's been hunkering down and, you know, sitting at home trying to wait this thing out, you've been aggressive. You've been actually working on your own personal properties and assisting the members in our organization.
Yes, I have. You got it. So I've been, I run my own single family homes. I've got a small multifamily complex or community that I run as well. I manage that and, you know, things are going and blowing. We're doing some lease ups right now. Traffic is crazy. We've been out looking for property. We're seeing, you know, prices come down in some areas. And, again, a lot of that's because of fear. Market-ready stuff, though, it goes super fast. It's going to go super fast. If you're looking at a more distressed property, that might linger a little bit. People don't want to take on that risk. And that's where we as real estate investors, we know how to mitigate those risks. We've got the education to help members learn how to do that. You've got the mentorship that's been there, done that, and we can definitely help you walk through that and make sure you're running your numbers right. And, those are properties we're not scared of. We're not scared of them.
So if I'm a new member at Lifestyles Unlimited, I've gone through the 2-day financial freedom course. I've been armed with all the information that I need. I decide that, you know, I want to go really fast. So I become a member of the challenge program. So I get access to the single family mentors. I get access to the single family realtors that are focused on the deal flow. What exactly do I need to do first before I just, you know, blow and go like you're saying?
Well, we want everyone to get educated. So we want to get you the basic education. You go to the 2-day seminar, get pumped up by Dave or Brian or Grant or any of the educators that are out there. And then we send you through an orientation program. We go a little bit more of a deep dive. And then we sit down and we schedule 45 minutes to an hour for one-on-one consultation. Mentor meetings is what we call them. And that's where we sit down and we actually go over where you sit financially, where you sit as far as your goals, and we plan that map out so that we know what you want to do and we know how to best help you find those properties that are going to fit. You might be looking for strictly cash flow. You might be looking to double up and need heavy equity. So we're going to help you find those properties and be able to tackle them as quickly as possible. Now, we're going to be there the entire time. We're going to hold your hand throughout the process. We're not going to do it for you, but we are going to be there moving you along, being that encouragement, telling you what to look for as you go through due diligence, and we're going to make sure, as best as possible, that this is going to be a stellar deal for you.
Yeah, you know, that's actually an awesome process. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, the first thing you've got to do is just check us out. I mean, we do a free live workshop on live stream right now because nobody can get out. And if you would like to check it out, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for an upcoming event. Let's get going with real estate.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
That's what it's all about today, getting back to your map to financial freedom. On today's show, I have Chris. He's a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, very knowledgeable guy, works with hundreds of people, has helped those people find financial freedom, has helped get them on that path and watch them prosper. And I'll tell you what, you can do it too. So, Chris, what's going on with Del Walmsley? I mean, last week he put out a notice that hey, now's the time to buy. What is he referring to?
So he wants us to get out and take action. And that's what anyone that's educated and ready to do it and pre-approve with their lender needs to be doing, is getting out and taking action. There are great times to buy in up markets. There's great times to buy in down markets. But now is the right time to buy in this market. So if you're in a position where you can go out and start making offers and looking at properties, get out and do it. Don't wait.
So the market has turned a little bit. It's becoming, I don't know, would you say it's becoming a buyer's market yet, or is it just kind of turning that way?
I'm going to talk from a Dallas perspective. I think that we've finally reached some kind of an equilibrium. It's been a heavy seller's market for quite some time up here, last 5 to 7 years, I would say. But we're seeing a little bit of softening, which is good if you're on the buy side. It's not terrible if you're on the sell side. I mean, I've got some properties for sale right now in Dallas, and within 2 weeks, I've had multiple offers on them. I've got other friends that have been members as well that have properties for sale right now, and they're still getting offers on them. So, you know, when you see an event like this, I don't want to go too deep in the weeds here, but people that want to sell their homes, they're scared. So inventory is going down. People that want to buy homes, you know, it's Texas. We've still got people coming into the state for employment. So inventory has gone down some. So retail price stuff, you know, it's still there and it's strong. More of the deferred maintenance properties, you know, you can. Those are the ones where you can catch a good deal on them. And that's the kind of stuff that we teach people how to buy and buy conservatively so that you make a great return for you and your family.
Yeah, those what I like to call needing some TLC houses, they're definitely a great opportunity for us as investors, because at the end of the day, nobody can buy them except for us because they don't know how to. You know, if they want to go in and try and take out a loan on the darn thing, they can't because it doesn't meet conventional guidelines or doesn't meet FHA or VA guidelines. So that property just sits there, and that seller winds up in a difficult situation because they need to sell, but they can't sell. But then you get guys like you and I that come along, and we provide that solution.
Yes, we do. And we scoop them up, and we fix them up, and then we put great tenants in and great residents in there that take care of the property for us.
So when it comes to mentoring, how much effort do you put into an individual member?
You know, a lot of that's going to depend on how much the member really wants and needs. There are some members that need a little bit more hand-holding than others. You know, each member's kind of like a kid. They're all different. Some of them are very independent. They get, you know, one inspection report, and they feel comfortable reading them by themselves from then on. And then you've got others that want you to go over every single step of the process with them. We teach new members that the closer you can stay to your mentor on your first deal, the faster your second deal is going to be able to come, and then the third and the fourth. And that's how we really grow wealth, is by doing multiple properties over, and whether short or extended period of time, but you know, it's building that portfolio.
So it really
depends on the member. It really does.
So basically, you're going to sit down and you're going to figure out what their goals and objectives are and help them form a strategy?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do. You know, we've got some members that say, you know, I'm very limited on funds, and we find a way to make those funds stretch. We've got other members that come in and have lots of funds, and their target might be a little bit different, and we sometimes have to hold them back so they don't go too fast. And, you know, again, each member is going to be like a kid. And if you've ever had more than one kid, you know how different those kids can be. Members are no different.
Yeah, definitely. I've got two adult kids myself, and they couldn't be completely different to each other than they are. But let me get back to the real estate thing, because you said something that really spawned a question in my mind that I think the audience wants an answer to. Is it important to get cash flow, or is it important to get equity, or how do you decide which is which?
Well, we all want as much of both as possible. And the more equity you can get in a property, the more growth you can have going forward. However, the more cash flow that you have in a property, and it's got a cash flow. That's one of the three rules that Dell teaches us in his seminars is everything has to cash flow. If it doesn't cash flow, we don't do it. And we have to, you know, what we teach in the Dallas market is it's got to cash flow at least $250 a month beyond principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So that if there is some kind of contingency that comes up, you know, you got to send out an HVAC guy, the capacitor blew, you know, it's a $180 trip for the fix. Well, your cash flow of $250 definitely covered that and still puts money in your pocket each month. But it definitely has the cash flow. I've always been very aggressive on my numbers, and real estate's 100% numbers game. So just follow the numbers. But if it doesn't make me 100% return in the first year, I don't do the deal. Those are my rules. There's plenty of other people out there. You know what? They're happy with, you know, 10% equity gain with 10% month or annual cash flow. That's not my style. I like to be very aggressive, and that's how I was able to back out of corporate America in less than 3 years.
Wow. So you escaped corporate America. What were you doing in corporate America?
I was in logistics and supply chain. So we ran 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, we had 300-400 trucks going at a time, multiple distribution centers. This is all in the food industry, so everything had expiration dates. We had to keep things rotated correctly, and it was a stressful job.
I was just thinking that, you know, just because I did 27 years in the military, so we have some similar experiences. And yeah, you know, you get into that cycle, and you can't get out of that cycle, not even to take time off, can you?
Funny you say that. I would always check my emails and continue to work on vacations. I don't do that anymore. I don't. My wife likes it.
I bet she does. I bet your whole family loves
it. Like it. Yep.
Love the change.
When Dad's on vacation now.
That is awesome. Now, talk about creating a lifestyle. I'll tell you what, we're gonna go to break, and when we come back, we're going to get back into the mind of Chris. But I want to remind you, to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, go to one of our virtual free workshops. You can find it at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and I have my friend Chris on. And Chris is he's a single family mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited, and he has a great role. He gets to spend the majority of his available time working with members at Lifestyles Unlimited, helping them find financial freedom, helping them navigate the waters of buying real estate. And, you know, one of the things that I think Chris does an excellent job with is helping members organize their teams. Now, the teams are important because if you pick the wrong members of your team, well, you might wind up like the Oakland Raiders. Sorry for all you Oakland Raiders fans out there, but it's just an analogy. It's an analogy. Chris, what do you think about the teams? How should somebody go about building their team?
Well, real estate is definitely a team sport. It's not something that you can do alone. And you've got to have great partners with you. And you have to continually search out those best partners through networking. So if you're not a great networker, now's a great time to learn how to be a great networker, because you need to be reaching out and getting some help. And when we talk about our team, for example, what are your first and second phone calls in a real estate transaction? A lot of people don't know that. So we go through and we help teach them. Well, your absolute first phone call needs to be to your banker. You can't make an offer on a property if you don't have financing. So you've got to get that locked up. And with the kind of properties that we buy most of the time, they don't qualify for some kind of 30-year conventional lending. They have to go through a private program, which we call hard money lending. And so you have to not only talk to one banker, but you have to talk to two. Now, there are some outfits out there that do both hard money and conventional lending, but there are others that only do one side of that. So make sure that you talk to your banker. Then you want to make sure that you've got an inspector in your quiver of arrows, because that's going to be your second phone call, is to set up that inspection so that you know what works and what doesn't work, and make sure you've got that big old 50 to 70 page report coming back that you can share with your general contractor. Your third phone call, that's going to be to your insurance broker. Do you have one? Do you have the right one? Remember, this isn't a property you're going to be living in. It's an investment property. There are going to be different overlays that you can put on it. There's different insurance policy additions that you can add for an investment property. But you also want to make sure that the premium on that policy is going to make sure that you can cash flow. That's why that is your third phone call when you go into contract on a property, is to make sure that you've got your insurance folks online and you get that quote. I always talk a lot about the general contractor. Your general contractor, if you're buying a property that needs a decent amount of work, is going to be your best friend for 6 to 8 weeks. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. They're going to be your best friend for 6 to 8 weeks. And contractors are people just like you and me. They run a business. They run employees. They run projects multiple at a time. And you've got to help coach them along the way sometimes. They are a member of your team, though. So you need to treat them like a member of your team, not as much as you would a slave, okay? And I hate using that term. But you've got to make sure that, if problems arise, things come up, you talk it out, you come to the best solution as quickly as possible.
What other people should we consider having on our team?
So I like to have a plumber. I like to have an electrician. And I like to have a local HVAC contractor in my phone at all times, to wherever my properties are. And I've got properties in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Sherman, Denison, up north of Dallas. And in every single one of those cities where I invest, I have all three of those different contractors in my contacts on my phone, linked to the properties that are local there. I need a local plumber that can swing by if I've got a blocked pipe. Or if I'm buying in the area, I want to have that local plumber go by and scope the line, especially if it's an older property. If you're doing properties from the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and part of the 70s, they've got cast iron pipes. And cast iron pipes have a 50 to 80 year shelf life. And guess what? We're coming up on that shelf life. So replacing a plumbing system is not cheap. And you want to make sure you do all your due diligence on that and make sure that you're out there looking at it.
Yeah, that's some really good advice. I mean, I'm just sitting here hanging on your words, and I'm thinking, I never really considered the age of plumbing or the type of plumbing when I bought property prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. There's all these little mistakes that people could make just because they're uninformed or they just don't know. So what I recommend you do is I recommend you get informed. I recommend you get to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. We're doing them virtually right now, so you can watch it in the convenience of your own home. You don't have to get up, get in the car, drive to one of our offices or one of our offsite locations. You can literally sit at home. You can crack open a beer if you want. We're not going to tell you yes or no. But the key thing is this. You've got to get started. And what you need to do to get started is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Well, Chris, I had to throw that plug in there because, you know, what I was concerned about is, you know, we're kind of talking in the nuanced stuff and we might be losing some folks. So really the best way to get them back on track is just to make them members so that they can get the education they need so that they can go about doing the things that you're suggesting they do.
Yeah, that's a great point. And again, I don't mean to get too far down in the weeds, but these are things that we deal with and we talk about every single day. And if you're a newbie out there, if you're just dabbling in or sticking your toe into real estate and you don't know which way's up and which way's down or why there's a pipe there, or if you can't tell what a air conditioner condenser is, which part of the unit that is, you need to join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. So come in and help. Let us help you make this a success.
You know, down here where I'm at, the San Antonio area, foundations are a concern. We're on some kind of, you know, softer ground, especially in the greater San Antonio area, the soil shift and things like that. What's it like up there in the Dallas area? Do you guys deal with that same kind of problem?
We do. We have the joy of messing with foundations. We absolutely do. We've got lots of clay up here. Black clay likes to shrink and expand, especially in the summer. Dallas was built on a lot of fill dirt as well. So, you know, we mess with a lot of foundations up here, and that's totally fine. That's totally fine. We buy stuff that needs foundation work. And if you're going to – I keep going back to the plumber. If you're going to be doing a lot of foundation work, make sure you plan on that plumber. Make sure you have that guy in your phone, in your phone book, in your contacts.
Yeah, because if you're moving that foundation around to correct it, unfortunately, those pipes underneath may not be moving along with it, huh?
That's true. Sometimes they're stubborn, and they create a belly. Other times, they'll pop. But not again, I'm not advocating anyone be scared or hang this up. My prerogative here is to make sure that people are informed and educated and that they can budget accordingly, so that when they come across these issues, they are protecting their investment. That's what we teach.
Yeah, you made it pretty darn clear that, you know, it's all about the numbers. And if the numbers don't work, then the numbers just don't work. You just pass on that deal and you go on to the next one. And I think it's, you know, what's really cool, Chris, is that the way you approach things like foundation problems, you know, most of our audience would be scared to death of foundation problems. But, you know, to hear you explain it, it's just like putting another coat of paint on the property.
I'm glad it sounds that easy. And you know what? For those of us that don't do the work, it is that easy. You make sure it's budgeted correctly, and then you bring in the crew, and typically within 24 to 48 hours, you've got a level foundation again. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's not that hard to do, especially like you said, when you have your teams all built and the teams are running effectively for you. Remember, freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I have Chris on the show today. He is a single family mentor in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area for Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, it's been a great experience so far, and you're going to get some great information in this last segment. So Chris, at the break, we were kind of talking a little bit about legacy. You know, you've got a legacy plan. I've got a legacy plan. Tell me about legacy in relation to, you know, you being a mentor, maybe it's on the personal side, maybe it's things you've seen with members. Just give me some feedback on what legacy means to you.
So when it comes to legacy, that was a big reason for my family to make the jump into real estate investing. We don't come from a background of real estate investors. We come from a background of employees. And there's nothing wrong with that. But my wife and I wanted something different. She got sick, and one of the hardest things for me, and I talk about this in one-on-one meetings and in orientations at Lifestyles, was having to ask for time off from work. Now, I had a great boss at the time. He let me out for everything and anything that needed to happen while she was going through treatments or doctor's visits or whatever. But it still pained me that here I was in my 30s and having to ask another individual if I could go to the doctor to support my family. So that was a big reason for us to find a different way, to find a different route. And, a couple years later, we find out that one of our children has special needs, and he's going to be with us forever. And that's a blessing. And it's also something that weighs upon us that, we have to make sure that he's taken care of long beyond our passing. A couple years later, we find out that one of our daughters has some special needs as well. So we're still kind of exploring her, but she might be with us forever as well. So that amplified our need to make sure that our legacy was taken care of. And all along the way, we always had this vision that we would build a family business. We would have that family office. And we have two beautiful children that don't have special needs as well. And we want them to stay close to us. We want them to come back and work in the family business and be part of that family business and hopefully make it multi-generational.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of folks in the audience that are just, listening to what you're saying, and they can really, really relate to that. When it comes to legacy and it comes to the family office, I think those of us at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're in the Gets It Club, because that's one of those topics that we talk about freely. It's one of those topics that always seems to come up in a conversation. It's a topic that shows up at our case study events. It's a topic that's definitely discussed at our 2-day financial freedom seminar. And I know that you as a mentor, you bring it up routinely with your clients.
We do bring it up. When we're sitting down and planning out goals, we might look at we're looking at 1 year down the road, how many properties can we source? And then, once you get one, then it turns into two, and then two turns into four, and four turns into eight. And then you might be thinking, okay, I don't want to do so much single family. I'm going to move that into multifamily. Well, multifamily can grow even faster than single family. So you look at this small nest egg, and with exponential growth, which can happen in real estate, it goes extremely quickly. And lifestyles can change very fast within 3 to 5 years. You can walk away from that corporate job, you can earn your time back, and you can work on your own business if you want to, or you can build up other people's and be that passive investor.
Tell me about an experience you had with a member that, came to you not necessarily knowing exactly what to do, who, with working with you, became very successful. Can you give me an analogy or a story along those lines?
I can. I've got a young couple that I think of often. Checked up on them a couple of weeks ago. He's in chemical sales, and she's in dietetics, and they've got... They had one daughter at the time. They might have another one now. But they went out and they bought their first property about a year ago. And next thing I know, they're calling me saying, hey, what do you think about this one? They're one of the couples that I'd sat down with and told them, your first one's your hardest. And we worked on that first one. It probably took them 2 months to get it. Well, after they got that first one, they got to run it out. Within 3 weeks, they had their second one under contract. And, gosh, about 6 weeks ago. So it's been almost a full year since they joined. They're already on their fourth property. And, it's getting over that hump. I had the exact same experience. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2011, and I didn't buy anything until I upgraded my membership. to the challenge program and work with the realtors that were experienced. And they fed me a property. And within 30 days of joining, I had bought my first property. And the next one came in February, 4 months later. And then the next one came very quickly. And the next one came very quickly. And now it's kind of like, oh, I could buy anything I wanted to at this point. But I have to, my wife holds me back sometimes and says, hold on, let's get some stuff settled down. The buying becomes very easy.
So you get into a natural.
She slammed the brakes on me. She slammed the brakes on me. Just I've got one more to get fixed up and rent it out, and then we're back buying again.
Outstanding.
Too many in cost and construction.
I'll tell you, isn't it nice to have a spouse that's willing to, you know, let you do what you want to do, but you know is smart enough to help you get the brakes put on?
Yes, I am. I am very grateful for her.
That's awesome.
She knows me well.
She knows you better than you know yourself, right?
I think so.
What would you say to somebody that's listening to the show and they're hearing our arguments and they're still not convinced? They're still sitting on the fence thinking that, you know, this coronavirus thing is creating a bad time to buy, or maybe now's not the time to get in the market, or, you know, they've got whatever stinking thinking going on in their brain. What would you say to somebody like that?
I would tell them, go to a free workshop. We've got them for a purpose. It's so that you can come in and you can get some basic education and learning under your belt and see if you really want to stick your toe in that water. It's not going to cost you anything but 2 hours of your time max. And if you like what you see, if you like what you hear, then we've got more education. We've got the 2-day seminar. If you like what you hear there, you know what? You come out of that 2-day seminar, you're already in a position where you have been taught everything you need to buy. The only thing you don't have is the mentorship. And if you need that little extra step, like I did, I had to have a mentor that would push me over that edge and help me make that transaction and see the numbers and how they work, then we have membership services for that. That's why I'm here. That's why I came back and decided to give back to this group, because they changed my life. Lifestyles Unlimited has given me a lifestyle and an opportunity to do what I wanted to do in life, and that was freedom. I don't have to go punch a clock anywhere. I don't have to go to an office and, you know, chase trucks or have another meeting about meeting. Or, yeah. Did I strike a chord there?
Yeah. Boy, I was sitting there thinking about my military experience, and it seems like we did exactly that. We had a meeting about a meeting about a meeting, you know, and it just never seemed to stop. So you guys had that same experience on the civilian side, huh?
Yeah, believe it or not. There's definitely lots of meetings out there, and you know, hopefully this coronavirus thing is teaching people that a lot of stuff can be done online. Or, you know, you don't have to all sit down together. It can be done on video chat or conference or whatever. I think there's a lot of good that can come out of this situation. A lot of good.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm optimistic about the future. I don't think this thing is going to, you know, kill off America. I think America's just, you know, we took a seat on the bench for a little while. And now we're ready to get off the bench and get back into full action.
Yep. I hear you. We need to get people back to work. Let's get the country rolling again. And, you know, if you can stick your toe in the water here and get some real estate, I think you're going to make out like gangbusters.
Yeah, I'm seeing all the signs myself. You know, I was looking at some of the deal flow coming down from the Lifestyles Realtors before the show, just to see what's out there. And you know, down here in the San Antonio market, you know, we're seeing deals that you can get into for 15, 20, 25. What are you seeing up there in the Dallas market?
Dallas market's a little bit tighter. We'll see them is, you know, 19 might be the lowest we'll see them down here. But 19,000 out of pocket, 20,000, but definitely hovers around 25,000 to 35,000 out of pocket.
Still very reasonable, especially when you consider the appreciation that you get up there in the Dallas area.
Yes, historically we've had phenomenal appreciation. You know, we're talking 7 to 12% annualized.
Yeah, those are really good numbers.
Yes.
Well, folks, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, if you bought 3 or 4 years ago, you're definitely seeing it.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to get into the game if you're going to be, you know, one of those people that gets the rewards from the game. And like Chris mentioned, you've got to get to a free workshop to find out what we do and how we do it. You can find a free workshop at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.